There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we have Dr. Artie Sixkiller Clark. And you're telling us here that we don't have the technology to see the spaceships that are out there. Now, I'm going to sound like I'm being crazy here or being silly or I'm being dismissive. I'm not. Are they using, because we're brought up in the Star Trek generation, cloaking devices of some sort?
Well, you know, he didn't go into that, and I'm not sure. I'm sure he's never seen Star Trek. So I don't think that he just said it to me that there are hundreds of spaceships that circle the Earth every day, and our governments do not have the technology to see them. He said, they tell me that their people actually live on the earth watching and helping man.
And helping?
Helping, he said.
Hmm.
He said that they perform many tasks, he told me, and he said, but they never reveal themselves. And he said that they're gone now, and they come in 16-year cycles. And he said, soon they will come again. And he said, they left in 2000, so they'll return in 2016. And he said, then they will stay for 16 years, and then they will leave for 16 years.
Based on
he
what
was under
saying.
The assumption that they went to other places during that 16-year absence.
Now, based on what you're saying here, are we assuming a single race of beings or entities from a single civilization or many civilizations come here?
Well, he was talking about what he called, you know, the shining people of the red hand.
Shining people of the rosy palm?
Pardon?
It was a bad joke.
Oh. Well, I think he called, they identified themselves as the shining people. He told me the red handprints were left by those people, so that's why he called them the shining people, the red hand.
Yeah, I was kind of doing a play on words, saying the shining
people
of the rosy palm.
People, he said in their true state, they're actually balls of light. And he said, it's only when they assume human form can you see them. And he says, otherwise you're blinded by them. And he said, many people never know they have met them. They see balls of light, he said, not realizing they're actually seeing a living form.
Sort of an energy being then, it sounds like.
Right.
Okay. And then they can manifest themselves in any way they want?
In any way they want. In fact, he talked about that. He said that they had told him that wherever they were, whatever world they visited, they assumed the form of that place. And he told me that that he also said their lifespan was like 800 years. And that he said that we were the only warring planet in this solar system, but there are other planets that war, but they're not in this solar system. And he said that there's some planets where inhabitants still live in the Dark Ages, they told him. But there are other planets where people are so far advanced that they can assume almost any form.
Wow.
And choose any form simply by using their minds.
I would say that our planet is in the Dark Ages still.
Okay, from that description, I would say so too.
Now, let's look at this in detail in reference to other civilizations here. So we have different concepts of sky people, advanced beings visiting us in ancient times, and you have various variations in the major religions about these advanced beings, gods from space or whatever. How do we get to the core reality if every culture has their own interpretation or variation on the theme?
Well, because I think that that star people came that visited this earth on all parts of this earth, and are still visiting this earth. They just don't make themselves known to us. Like he said, they could be right next to you and you wouldn't know.
So basically, I can be having lunch at the local deli, and the person next to me is a human who might really be a star person.
Yes, could be. I had a man tell me, this is a U.S. American Indian man, tell me that he said, have you ever met somebody who was kind and calm and reserved and never interfered or never argued or just kind of let things go by and spread nothing but happiness around you? And I said, yeah, I've met a couple of people like that. And he said, well, you probably met a star person.
So you know them by their attitudes and their behavior.
Well, that's what he said. So I don't know. That's what he told me. In Palenque, I was told by a Lacandon Indian that the reason we don't see them anymore is because we've lost the ability to see.
In what sense? Do we have to have an attitude change or what?
Well, he said at one time, everybody had an ability to see the invisible, is what he told me. And he said, they're here, but they're invisible. And if you don't have the ability to see them, you never know they're here.
So they could be standing next to you then and they would be invisible?
Right.
Okay. Is that true with the craft in which they travel, or do they even use craft?
So I've been told, it's not in this book, but a couple of years ago, I interviewed a man who told me that there was a universal highway, and that once you enter the universal highway, you just think of the place you want to be, and then you're there instantly.
Sounds like a mental wormhole.
And he said that that's how they travel all these great distances. And he was telling me about an encounter he had in Iraq when he was in the military. And he said that, you know, right after he finished basic training, he was shipped to Iraq, and he no more than landed there than they were sent to this remote area where rumor had it that Saddam Hussein was hiding out. And he said when they got there, they encountered an ambush. And he said he was crouched down behind a building, and a sniper was on a roof across from him. And he said he was trying to figure out how he was going to get to safety so he could. And he said he stumbled into this vacant building, and all of a sudden he's in this tunnel. And he enters the tunnel and is greeted by this being that offers to take him away from this battle. And when he told the being that he couldn't do that because, first of all, it would be desertion, and secondly, he couldn't leave his comrades, the being was very interested in why he felt such loyalty to his buddies. They seem to be totally unfamiliar with that concept, he said.
Did he describe what the being looked like?
Let's do our break here, and then on the other side, we'll find out the answer to Chris's question about what the being looked like. Our guest is Dr. Artie Sixkiller Clark. The book is called Sky People, but more than that, it's got a subtitle, and that subtitle is Untold Stories of Alien Encounters in Mesoamerica. Now, we're hearing a lot of fascinating tales on this episode. We'll get into more of it in a moment. And please don't forget to visit plus.thepowercast.com. That's P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. That's for our premium service, Paracast Plus, where you get an ad-free version of the show, plus the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is the Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and the Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Dr. Artie Sixkiller Clark joining us. Would you answer Chris's question about their appearance?
He said that there was a glow about them, but that they were humanoid form. about the same height as he was, and he said they were, and he was about 6 feet tall, that he only saw one, but he did see a craft parked. He said that once he entered this tunnel, and he said it was very cool, and it was such a reprieve from the heat outside, and he said there they had a craft there. Wasn't a huge, but he said it was, the tunnel opened up into an area that was like two or three football fields, he said. And when he told them that he couldn't go with them, when he told the bean he couldn't go with him, the bean said, well, we'll return tomorrow. And if you change your mind, we'll take you home. And he said that he left, and he said he was tempted to go back, but he never did.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Travis Walton's experience where he was aboard his ship, and he went, I think, down a corridor into a room that opened up, and it was a huge, like, hangar that was impossibly large for the size of the craft that he thought he was aboard, that there was some sort of weird... Either he was brought somewhere else and wasn't aboard the craft again, or there was some sort of weird size dilation aboard this craft that enabled it to have such a large space within such a small craft.
Well, you know, I had a pilot tell me, and he was an Indian, but he was a pilot out here in one of these small airports in Montana. And he told me of being abducted by this enormous spacecraft, and that when they took him and his little plane, and that when he was inside this thing, it was like a warehouse, and there were other planes and other vehicles there. And he said it was simply enormous, this craft that he was in.
Yeah, let me look at our question bank here, and we'll go ahead and fire some questions out at you. When we announced your post, we put up a thread at forum.theparacast.com, Artie, that allows our listeners to ask questions, and we have a number of them here. One that I have before I get to our listener questions has to do with the legend of the Temple of the Magicians in Uxmal.
Oh, yeah.
And that that particular... interesting structure, legend has it, was built in one night by these small kind of dwarf type entities that are called, I think, Alushis or Alekis. Not sure how you pronounce it.
Alushis.
Right, and that these beings came and actually literally built this huge complex in a single night. Did you investigate that particular story at all?
I talked to the elders about that story, and several different elders. And of course, the story varied a little bit. But you know, there was a prophecy that there would be a ruler of Uxmal who would not be born of woman, and. The story was that this dwarf was hatched from an egg by a witch, and he challenged the king of Uxmal, and the king told him, well, if you can build a pyramid overnight, you can become the king of Uxmal. And then mysteriously the next day, pyramid was built, and it's unlike anything that's built in that part of the of any of the Maya temples. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. This it's kind of a round structure. You've been there, right?
Yes, I have.
And you know that it's an unusual pyramid, and but some of the elders told me that he had help from flying machines that brought all the materials and helped him build it. Others did. The story just ended there. They had nothing to add.
Okay, well, I have some questions here. We're going to start with some questions from Psychedelic Alchemist. And he said that he really enjoyed your first book, and he's definitely going to be picking up a copy of the new book. But his first question is, how much credence do you give to tales of star people? How do you differentiate between reports that are genuine and those that are just fabricated or maybe maybe stories that have been passed down and then altered through time?
Well, the only reason I collect the ancient stories is because I'm interested in, you know, the historical part of the Star People stories, because we have them in American Indians have many stories of visitors from the sky. And so I find this just interesting to collect those stories. And they may have changed over time, but they are there. Ancient stories that are passed on orally, and any time, you know, oral tradition does allow for some changes, and you know that it probably occurs. As far as the credibility of people, you know, I hate to say that I'm this person that can know if you're lying or not, but you know, I am a psychologist, and I have a pretty good read on people. And I think in all the people who have ever told me stories, I only felt that two of them weren't telling the truth. I was pretty sure they weren't telling the truth. The people that I interview have no reason to lie. I don't use real names. I don't, you know, I'm not into that of letting people know who they are. Because they would then be bombarded with, you know, other researchers going there and trying to find out specific information. I'm a social scientist, so they don't have to show me marks in a where a spacecraft landed. I'm just interested in their stories, and I tell the stories as they tell them to me. And I believe the stories to be true. And that's just what I do.
Well, that kind of leads me to his second question, and that is, have you ever encountered any hard evidence besides witness testimony that points to the reality?
You know, yeah, a couple of times, you know, I've been taken to places where there were circles, burned circles in the ground where, you know, in my first book, if he read that, you know, he probably remembers the story of Leland, where Leland took me out into his field and showed me where this spacecraft would hover over his field. And there was a burned circle in the ground and on the ground. And he said, you know, nothing will grow here. And then car tracks leading to the highway. And, you know, and he said, you know, I don't have an automobile. No one around here has an automobile. And that's the automobile they let down, you know, and drive people. You know, it comes with beans in it. And it
leaves probably a 1954 black Cadillac.
Yeah.
Let's break right here. We have Dr. Artie Sixkiller Clark with us. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So they're not driving around in black Cadillacs then?
Well, they're driving around in some kind of a black automobile is all he knew, you know. It's a big automobile, he said.
Well, that could be a Cadillac.
It could be. It could be a Buick. It could be an Oldsmobile.
Right. But chances are they go in style, so. Okay, well, here's another question from Psychedelic Alchemist. And, of course, he did post his question at our question thread at forum.theparacast.com, where you can get your questions answered by our esteemed guests that we have here. Okay, question three. He wants to know if these tales of sky gods or star people are just myths that hide a deeper, more down-to-earth explanation.
I don't believe so. I think these are accurate events of what occurred. I think we've been visited by star people for, you know, since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's imaginary or, I think that's one of the problems I think that's happened over the centuries is that when you approach things scientifically and you say, I've got to have evidence, I've got to have proof, or I don't believe it, what you're doing is you're throwing out all of the narratives and the history of people for generations. And I choose not to do that. And now, NASA is paying a lot of attention to these stories. When I was at the university, we had some visitors from NASA come to MSU and the dean called me up to his office and introduced them to me. And what they were interested in were Indian legends about the stars and star visitors. And if you go on the NASA website, you'll find that they have a whole section there devoted to a Native American connection to the cosmos. So you've got people like NASA, you've got a lot of modern day archaeologists are starting to look at these stories and say, hey, you know, this bears out in what we're finding, what we're uncovering, the stories that had been disregarded for, you know, for a couple of centuries, all of a sudden are making a lot of sense. And so I'm just a believer, and I believe the stories are accurate.
Well, when the authorities start taking it seriously, you have to assume it's more than just a bunch of tall tales passed on from father to son, etc.
Well, and they were even talking about going up to the Blackfeet Indian Reservation here in Montana and building some kind of a center for the collection of Indian knowledge and about the stars and the universe and, you know, bringing all that information together. And I had given them some names, of course, the tribal chairman, you know, I knew him quite well. And some of my graduate students would be good contacts with them. And they actually went there, but nothing ever came of any building or anything. So there is a tremendous interest there. And I think that in disregarding it for, the past 200 or 300 years or since, scientific knowledge became more prominent, because if you couldn't prove something, the scientists didn't want to hear it. I mean, that was just stories to them. That were
proving it is one thing. Replicating that data is a whole other matter.
Well, yeah, you know, how are you gonna prove any of that? And it's the same thing today. You know, you look at all the researchers today. They go out and they want, you know, proof. Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why people don't talk to them, because they say, well, you know, where's the indentation in the ground? Where's this? Where's that? They don't have anything. They're telling you what happened. And I think that's the reason why this information hasn't been forthcoming earlier, is because people just don't take the time to listen and to collect the stories. And that's what I like to do.
Let me ask you here, just theorizing for a moment. We have all these reports, descriptions, possibly anecdotes of the presence of sky people. Is there anything we could do today, if they're still around, to try to gather evidence that scientists would accept?
I don't know. That's a good question, because what does MUFON look for? They always look for evidence, don't they? What do all the leading writers and researchers look for? They always look for evidence. You know, somebody said to me, well, why didn't you take a picture with your camera? You know, I don't even have my telephone. I don't even have a telephone that takes a picture. You know, I have one of those cheap telephones because I'm not interested in that kind of technology, you know. I just have a track phone. And it serves me well. And so when I travel, I travel very lightly, and I try to, in many places, I try to dress like the women there. I am always try to not stand out so much. Obviously, I do stand out. They know I'm a stranger, or they've heard of who I am, you know. But on the other hand, I try to blend into the community as much as possible. I participate in celebrations. I participate in dancing and going into homes and sharing food with them, and they're sharing food with me. And that's how I get stories that other people have failed to get.
So the point is they trust you. They feel you're one of them.
I think that's the big thing.
So if someone comes in there with a skeptical attitude, dismissive attitude, they're not going to say anything.
When I ask them what they thought of von Daniken and his, you know, all of his books and about his assessment, and they said, well, you know, he's just a layman making money off of us, but he never asked us what we thought. And I think I was probably the first one to really ask. And I think that in itself was, you know, made them feel good about talking to me. I met with one elder who told me, he said, I keep everything very low key, he says. He said, I never carry a weapon, only a machete, because if I ever get caught by the police, they won't have anything to charge me with. and several elders told me that they said, you know, the same thing that happened to the Maya could happen to the USA. 3,000 years from now, your Statue of Liberty could be called the Goddess of Fire. You have all kinds of gods in New York City. This one elder told me, he says, I've been to New York City, and I spoke at the UN, and there are all kinds of gods. And he's talking about all these statues that he saw around New York City. So there are all kinds of gods there. And he says, 3,000 years from now, when this civilization is gone and a new one is coming along, they will have all these different, and their archaeologists are going to be digging up the Statue of Liberty, and they'll call her the Goddess of Fire.
All right. Dr. Artie Sixkiller Clark, author of Sky People, is here. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and with Chris on the Paracast, we have Dr. Artie Sixkiller Clark, and we're going to solve the mystery where half a segment suddenly upped and disappeared. So we're going to have to repeat the word. Okay, so we're talking about what might happen 3,000 years from now, where our civilization doesn't survive for any reason, Dr. Clark, and therefore we pick up the artifacts, the remnants, the relics. They have a lot of movies like that, of course, where we look at the remnants of our civilization and it doesn't last. And you kind of look at construction nowadays, just normal homes, and within 20 or 30 years, they're pretty well shot. I mean, they won't be here in 100 years, let alone 3,000.
Well, because we don't make them, make too many of them of stone. We build our houses mainly of wood. So if you go to the villages of the Maya today, you'll see they build their houses of stone.
They were smarter than we were.
Well, at least they withstand hurricanes. You know, they don't wash away. And of course, you know, when you go into these villages and you go to a Maya house, you know, some of them still live in the old traditional homes where they, you know, they built their houses out of these sticks. And the air would flow through, and of course you still see that. You see the also see more of the cinder block homes. There's no floor. The floor's dirt. The women cook on a. Every home I was in, the women just had rocks and a piece of tin across and a little fire underneath, and that's how they cooked. And many of them had pigs in the backyard and a lot of different kinds of fruit trees. They lived a very simple life, but they were very happy people. And you know, many times they would take me around and show me this is this herb and this is what we use it for. And they even showed me in the jungle what plant to take to make alcohol. They said this is what we use to make alcohol.
So okay.
But I think that, you know, the point is that when we are on the outside and we're trying to define a people and we take nothing that they say as fact, it's all just myths and stories. And then we look at that civilization that has fallen 3,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago, and we say, oh, this is what they were doing, or this is how they lived, or this is what they thought. And what the elder was pointing out to me, he said, you know, I've spoken at the UN. He said, I've been to New York City. And he said, you have a lot of gods in New York City. And he was talking about all the statues that were around New York City. And he said, one day when this civilization is gone, someone will dig up the Statue of Liberty and will call her the goddess of fire. And I thought that was kind of appropriate. You know, it's probably what will happen.
It's a question of how long this civilization will last. And what's going to bring it down?
Right.
Well, that brings up an interesting point about the Spanish when they encountered what they considered to be the work of the devil, a lot of the idolatry and the languages and the codices, most, if not all, were burnt. But lately I've been hearing rumblings. My brother has quite a very well-established travel service to the Maya lands. And one thing that they've heard rumored is that the Maya were able to squirrel away quite a number of codices that have the lost knowledge of the Maya, and they've been hiding them in caves in Guatemala around Xela and other places towards the Pacific side of Guatemala, the Pacific coast. And
wasn't that something that Eric von Daniken wrote about, and then he said that this man took him in, and this man said that did not happen, that it wasn't true. And von Daniken, he completely denied everything that von Daniken was saying, that there was that did not exist, and he didn't. And von Daniken has since repented, I think, and said, you know, no, he didn't go into the cave. And but that's what I've read.
Right, but that was back in these early 70s. This is all around the time period of 2012 and the end of this particular cycle of the Mayan long count calendar. And there is some tantalizing rumors within certain aspects of the ceremonial community of the Maya, the timekeepers, that some of this knowledge has been saved, and it's the most closely guarded secret of the culture now, and that these...
Well, it could be. You know, it could be. I don't think it's something they're going to share.
No. No, they learned their lesson
the first
time. At
least not now. I don't think they're ready. If it does exist, you know, because I've participated in several of their ceremonies there, and, you know, they have held on to those ancient traditions. And there seems to be, in almost every village that I was in, there seemed to be at least one person that knew how to conduct those ancient religions and those ancient ceremonies. I'm sorry. And I remember that, you know, what they have 9 bowls that they use in their ceremonies, and they position them in a certain way, and they put corn in them, and they drink corn milk as a part of the ceremony. They chant in the Maya language, and they told me the reason for this is that they are talking to the people in the heavens, in the sky, and that is their language, that they speak their language, and so they have to talk to them in their language. I participated in another ceremony that was supposed to be able to the priest told me that he would be able. He saw me, and he approached me, and out of nowhere, he said, you know, I need to perform a ceremony for you because I want to find out what your Nahue is. Well, I was to discover that that is if I'm going to be successful in what I'm trying to do. And he said, I feel very compelled to do this for you. And so he took me up on this little hill and he performed this ceremony. And he, my guide explained to me that he lit this huge fire. And the guide explained to me that and he was chanting in Maya too and talking to the star people. And he explained that the fire reaches to the heavens and the voices and the fire carries the voices to the heavens. And then the smoke brings the voices of the star people back to earth and they tell him, you know, what my future will be.
I'm going to ask a silly question based on what you just said. Is there a way for us to contact the star people and say, come on down here, we got a heap of trouble?
Well, from what I understand, the star people practice a doctrine of non-interference, and so I don't think they're likely, at least the ones that could help us. That's not the not talking about the, you know, because I've had elders tell me that. I said, well, what about those who abduct people? And they said, well, they don't follow the agreed upon doctrine. And we have no control over that. But we expect that everyone would practice that doctrine of non-interference.
But isn't the mere fact that they, you see them in action,
that they're that interference to some degree, I suppose that could be true, you know, if they are not changing history or perhaps not changing the earth or damaging the earth in any way, I don't know if that's non-interference. I always thought it was interesting when I first heard that, because I think that's something that I find in indigenous cultures too, is that practicing of non-interference. I've had graduate students at the university come to me and say, are you going to South Dakota this weekend?
And we're going to have you answer.
Okay.
That question in a moment. Dr. Artie Sixkiller Clark is with us. Gene Steinberg. He's Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end of year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long term storage products, include real freeze dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.